that building in the 70s. So that's kind of what you're going to hear. You're going to hear boomer music. I think I've learned a couple of songs that have been famous in the last couple of decades, but mostly it's from the 70s.
So are we,
actually. Right. That's what it kind of weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you feel like saying on it. So as I say, if anyone has a request, I will entertain it.
Request?
Okay.
That's all right.
Do you do any Janis Joplin?
Oh, no, I don't. I do it, but not like her.
How about Judy Collins? Collins?
Judy Collins, I do, let's see, I think one of Judy Collins that, in honor of our host.
Do you think it's right or wrong? Ooh, they turned the light on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's right or wrong to... I mean, how do you define friendship, friends?
The true meaning of friendship?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a true... I mean, does anybody really have a definition of what that means? But don't we have just our own definition or what?
I mean, I do. With you, the friendship is, I feel like I can, you know what, I can confide in you. I know pretty much your, you know, not all of them, but your behaviors and, you know, kind of what makes you tick a little bit. Same thing with Chris in Florida. I mean, I knew, she called me today, she goes, I can't send you my gratitude list, I just got to call and talk to you. And, you know, I know her well enough that when she picks up the phone... Something's wrong.
Okay, I get that. But that doesn't define friendship.
I know
ticks of people I can't stand. That doesn't mean we're friends. When you say that true meaning of friends, what does that mean to you?
Well, friendship means that you really care about me, and I really care about you, and that, you know what, I keep in contact with you. It's sincere. It's real. How are you? I ask about things that are true to your heart. You ask about things that are true to my heart. I call you on your shit. You call me on mine. We can be in the car and not say anything for a couple hours and still be okay, or we can talk the whole way. I mean...
You know what I couldn't tell you today is that I don't know what cologne you're wearing today, but you just wore it too much. I needed air so
bad. Oh, good. I'm glad you told me then, because I do have it. Good. No, I'm glad
was
you
that,
did.
Was that part of the cologne you bought for
yes,
the bucket? For a buck? How many bottles for $5?
Yeah, there was a whole basket full.
Yeah, I still want to scooch away from you.
You need, because I, you know, that's a good thing you reminded me, because I do get kind of...
See, friends tell friends
like
things
well,
what other friends
wouldn't tell you.
You,
but I need to hear that, because I mean, I do. I sometimes, like you said, you know, I smell like a French whore.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did one time.
I have never said that.
You didn't. We were going to a meeting or something, and I put it, and she goes, he's like, you know, you smell like a whore. And then about 10 seconds later, you go, a French whore.
Oh, I did do that. That sounds exactly like me.
But it's the truth.
Well, there's a difference between whore
and
French,
French
whore.
I will take the French. They look better. They probably get paid better. And I think the Frenchmen are probably a little bit better in bed. But I don't know, after we came back from that damn trip over to O'Hare that was canceled when we were trying to get to New Orleans, one of the hygienists was talking about this French guy that she was in bed with. She goes, yeah, there wasn't any foreplay. He was just laying there, and he just went like this with the sheet and said, okay, here it is. I go, right. Like, okay. I guess the Frenchmen think a lot of themselves.
Well, and don't the French just, like, not bathe and rather just douse themselves with colognes? So at least you're a clean French whore.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, Bonnie, I can't believe it's not even, it is the end of
it
summer.
It is, man. You didn't talk about that, and the regatta's coming. I mean, they leave from Chicago. They'll come into St. Joe tomorrow. This morning? Is it Saturday? Yeah, and then they'll leave tomorrow to go to Michigan City.
And then where?
Back to Chicago.
I thought you said they did, like, Minneapolis, Chicago.
Oh, that's another one. This one is Chicago to St. Joe, and then St. Joe to Michigan City. Oh, and Andrew, he was heading north, came to get his... He actually called me. I thought, Tim, I thought those boundaries are actually working.
See?
Yeah, he goes, I called to see
them.
If I could... If I could, borrow that big cooler, he goes, last time you got mad when I didn't ask. I said, Andrew, I'm just asking you
to respect
you. Yeah, to call me or whatever. So I had the thing.
Take
advantage. And I said, sure you can. And I got home before he got there.
It's like you're not 12 and I don't have to change your diaper anymore.
That's right.
You know, I'm done doing that, darling.
So I had a piece of cardboard in there that came from Oscars or whatever, and so I had some stickers that I bought.
Oh,
that
good
one.
Lord, you and your stickers.
Oh, I did, and I put camping on there and a little
you're
fire thing
than
or whatever.
I am.
Oh, I put a $20 bill on there.
Oh, you're gayer than I am. Good Lord. That's why
I don't think he even noticed the 20 until he got on the road, and he's like, oh, thanks for the 20. He's talking to one of his friends. Yeah, all my friends suck and fuck this. I'm like, have a good time, Andrew.
Yep. Bye, thanks.
I said, did you want to get your... Oh, yeah, I'll get my pad in the basement. And then he came up with his sleeping bag. I said, do you have a pillow? No, he goes, you got one? I'm like, I'll just take anyone off the couch. I'm like, yeah, you'll take my new pink one. Hell, you will. I said, you will not.
You touch my blue one, you a dead no, little
did.
Boy.
He didn't touch any of them. I gave him another one. I always... Sometimes at those old rummage sales and stuff, I'll just buy pillowcases and then wash them for that simple fact that, you know what, here you can have this old ratty pillow and then you can have this pillowcase to take camping. So if I don't ever see it again, I don't care.
I don't know. I mean, it's like I keep asking myself, am I just old, fat, and tired? Am I just lazy? Or am I smart that I just don't want to drive to Plymouth, Michigan for the Blueberry Festival?
I think you're smart because you don't want to do that, Tim.
Yeah, but you don't get creamy, yummy blueberry ice cream made by the hands of young, pretty, that sounds a little creepy, you know, Boy Scouts.
Did you check their website to make sure that they actually are doing it?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I was going to say, how pissed would I be if I drove 2 hours to eat the ice cream of a young...
The young Boy
young
Scouts and they're
Boy
not there.
Young Boy Scouts and they're not there. And watch. Or they got switched over by the Brownies and the Girl Scouts.
and they're making peach ice cream.
I don't want no peach ice cream by my
Girl Scouts.
Gross.
I was really thinking, can we go to a rummage sale and buy one of those old-fashioned crank things
So I think I finally reached my creeper status.
Your creeper status.
Well, I can't remember the last time I went there to get that. And it was, but think about it. To drive 2 hours.
Each way, baby.
Each way.
And spend an hour there.
And schlep.
Because you probably have to park out.
Yeah, and it's really in this hilly area where you go down this and around this and up this and out that. And you know, it's just like that one lady at the fair, you know. I only go for the beef and the cow. And, you know, how do you pick? How do you? It's a big boat.
Buddy, you better slow down.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How do you pick the best pig out of 500?
I hope you wrote that down. You and Lenny.
Yeah, that's something.
Write that on that cup.
That's something we're going to think about for a long time. And bad cow. What do you tell the bad cow? You're a bad cow. Go. You're not good enough, bad cow. That's seriously some funny shit.
I'll take that shit over a nooner at the house.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'll take a nooner when I can get a nooner.
Yeah, I would too.
I haven't had a nooner, and I can tell you. I think maybe that's it. I just need to get laid.
I think that's my problem.
I know. I'm stuck with some old lady. You're stuck with some old fat gay man.
Tim, you're going through a hell of a time at work, too, man. We're like, you know, the impending doom is like out here, but it's like, you know what, all right, but today I'm here, I got Bonnie, I got my dog, I got my program, I got a sponsor, I got meetings that I like. You know, I got some money in the bank. I do have a job. It's going to be okay, honey.
I know that, dear, but still. And then the other day, you know, I'm just looking at my hair. It just keeps getting grayer and grayer. I'm like, well, I want to color it. See, I'm just even too lazy to color my gray. You know, don't tell me.
Well, I know, because you tell me the same thing, don't there? Well, you did. There's some great-looking women down there with some kind of gray hair. Well, you know what? I ain't going to be one of them.
Oh, I know. So. What did I call it tonight? I'm tired of being the only non-gray-haired person in the room. Black rinse excluded. Don't think I don't notice. Your hair is not perfectly. I don't think I've seen a gray hair on your head since I've known you.
Because yeah,
girl's
she...
on it. She's not an employee, but best believe she has
straight.
Not messed her manicure, pedicure, her hair, her eyebrows, her lips. And I told you get a bikini wax. Don't nobody want to see that stuff.
I know, and I got to go. I got to find out. You know, I'll call Kimberly and ask her. She'll know. She is good. Kimberly from the house. They own Kimberly and Fredericks.
I have no idea.
She always
I don't do bikini waxes. I don't care.
I don't know, but I'm saying she did my nails today. And she's very informative on what she
but
knows.
But you're a very busy lady.
You know what I told myself
unemployed.
Today? It's like, I need to get a job because all this stuff is kind of like, what the fuck am I doing with my time?
I know. It's like, I might be unemployed, but damn, I look good. And explain to me.
Is that a count for something?
That count for something.
Not really.
Well, I look good. Should I get a job? I'm sitting here pretty on a picnic table at the Jerry Corner. Somebody give me a job. Wait, is there an unemployment sign somewhere we can take a picture of?
That's what Corey was saying.
Somebody please hire her. Because
I had that red dress on yesterday when we were talking. He goes, something about a sugar daddy. I said, well... That probably wouldn't work, Corey, because, you know, I really don't like to be told what to do. He goes, probably the lottery then.
Bitch, for the right price, you can tell me what you want, how you want it, when you want it. I don't care. Just put me up in the liking that I would want to
be
accustomed
to.
Okay, now explain to me again. We were driving to Michigan City for your friends.
My sponsees.
Your friends.
That's why I went.
Your friends. I don't care where you went. The point is that I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm just gonna say it, you know, 180 pounds lighter. You can't tell me old girl in the orange would sit side saddled driving.
No, she wouldn't.
I'm looking, and I was still pissed at you because I'm like, I'm tired. I want to stay asleep, and she's making me go. I don't want to go, and I'm just gonna just be mad. But I'm still looking. I'm like, how the fuck is she sitting side saddle driving for an hour? And you're just like this, la da da, like Holly Golightly, if she was in a car, you know. And we couldn't do a convertible because that would mess your hair. You could, yeah, that couldn't happen because even Holly Golightly would have a nice little
thing over. Yes,
yeah, she'd have
yes,
a little thing. What do
yes,
they call it?
A little.
Yes. Scarfy
scarf
thing, but with big old Jackie O glasses.
On, yep,
but even
yep.
if you had all that, you would still be scooched down under the windshield, so your hair that is under the wrap doesn't get mussed. But you're sitting there, and I'm like, you know, and you know I was just pissed, but you're like, fuck it, he's coming. I don't care. I picked his dog up today. He's fucking coming. I know that's what you were thinking. But I'm like, when... How the hell do you do that? Did that not even hurt? How do you sit side saddle behind a steering wheel? What did you say? It was on cruise control?
Yeah.
Cruise control at like what, 89 miles an hour? Yeah, I will never in my life figure you out. But can't you say, you know, it's funny because vroom. Because when Howard, you know, everyone's like, oh, Bonnie, things will come along, you'll be
yep.
fine. But, you know, even when you were saying it, it's just so hysterical. How I don't know if it's placating. I don't know what it is when people do that. You know, they come up to you like, you know, like your parent died or somebody died.
Yeah.
Oh, Bonnie, you'll be fine. Yeah. But at least he said, you're attractive.
Oh,
you know,
he
I mean,
was.
He started the, you're attractive.
And you're intelligent.
And intelligent.
And you go, and he said, I'm praying for you, and I know you'll find something. And, you know, I've been telling myself that, too. I said, you know what? I told Corey and Dave that, or in yesterday when I was in there. I'm like, you know what? Whoever lands me is going to get one hell of a package. And Dave said, that a girl.
At a girl. But the thing, too, is like, I want someone to find you, and you deserve somebody wonderful and great. But I didn't get fat for no reason. Oh, girl. I'll be like walking over, like, move over, mister. She was mine first. Watch. You'd be like watching TV with your new boy or man or whatever. I want you to have a boy toy first. You should know the fun of having a boy toy. So, and I'll come in and he comes into the kitchen because he heard something and there I am just rustling to the refrigerator. I'm like, don't mind me. I'm just getting something to eat. I'm making a salad. Go back and sit down. I got this. Bye-bye. Thank you. And then he'll walk in there. That's Tim. Yep, that's just him.
He's got his own. He's got his own.
Just don't go in that room.
With the ensuite, and I think he's got Wi-Fi in there.
He's got. Yeah, just don't go in there. And don't sit in his chair.
And this is
whatever you do, don't put anything in that spot. Don't drink out of his cup. And don't sit in his chair. And what for the life of God, put the window shades down in the bathroom. I don't understand. You always open that up, and it's like looks right into your neighbor's kitchen.
I know.
I'm sitting here all half the time just dee-dee-dee. Ooh.
I know.
Oh, Bertha can see the family jewel. Oh, well, she left it open. She wants to see it. Let her see it. And you laugh because you do it all the time.
I know.
She's like, why?
I don't know.
I know. And here I am. It's like, what did I tell you the other day? What did I tell you, like, last night? Was I... Oh, was it the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, about flushing the toilet.
Oh, yeah! Was it the toilet? What did I say?
Flush the damn toilet. Oh, yeah, this is your house. I guess you're gonna have to if you don't want to.
I don't know what I said, but you're like, okay. And I'm like, what? You're such a mess. Cause if it was me, I'd be like, "Fuck you! It's my own damn house. I do what I damn want. I don't want to flush the damn toilet. I won't flush the damn toilet. It's my house."
That's what Jeff texted back. I told him, I said, "He goes, you're a hot mess." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's me."
Yeah, but you know what? You're my hot mess. I love it. I love it. Oh, I don't want it to be the end of summer. You can tell us in it. Everyone's got cold. You know,
wow, it's got
I can
cold.
Just feel it coming. Excuse me.
I gotta get with Gail, man. I need some kindling. I gotta get the kindling, and I gotta get the wood.
I know, and you got all your sweaters.
And my
you
candles.
Tried on your oh, good Lord.
Yeah, see that? And I always do that. I take those gift cards that I
your
get from the bank.
Your house is gonna turn into the friggin' house of wax.
It will. You wait.
I know it will. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, it's wonderful.
No, it's like, y'all, I'll have the side door open. You know, and it's like, before I even get to the side door, there's a candle on the outside, there's two on the inside, there's two as you turn the corner, there's one, two trickling the way through the kitchen, and then, I'm over here! I'm like, yeah, I can see, the house is about to burn down, but it smells pretty! It's a good thing I like candles now, because they used to, like, really affect my sinuses.
That's what Dave said a couple times, and he was there, he goes, God, I feel like I'm at the spa, and I'm like, you know what? Because it's my house, and I can do what I want. And I don't have little kids running around. When I had little kids, you didn't do all. I mean, I didn't do all that stuff.
Bonnie, sometimes, though, you feel like my own child.
I know.
It's exhausting.
I know.
Oh, what a night. I'm going to be sad when this is covered with snow.
I know. Yeah, Whirlpool's on vacation now. What,
goodbye,
Friday, Saturday,
summer.
Sunday, Monday?
Bye, summer. I'm going to miss you.